happened in Juneau, Alaska. 10 minutes after receiving the Pfizer vaccine, a healthcare worker rushed to the ER with a severe rash and shortness of breath.
Her heart rate was elevated, and she had a red flushed rash over her face and torso. I was concerned about an anaphylactic reaction, so gave her the standard treatment of a dose of intramuscular epinephrine, and she responded immediately.
After a night in the ICU receiving more medications, she's stable now. Doctors say she had no known previous allergies.
So here's the funny thing about how your brain works. That story, true, vivid, a little frightening. No known history of allergic reactions. Just suddenly goes into an I always have trouble saying this word. Anaphylactic. Forget it. It's like the only word in the English language I can't get. She goes into shock from an allergic reaction that she didn't think that she had. And she's getting treated, you know, getting a shot of epinephrine. And she's in stable condition. One person. True story. Vivid. Scary. Also true story.
But tens of thousands of medical workers have already been vaccinated this week, most reporting no side effects, like nursing director Johnny Leonard at Methodist Hospital in Houston.
Slept, had a great night last night, woke up this morning, came straight to work, no symptoms at all. Feeling very normal.
True story. Not scary. Not all that vivid. What does your brain do with this information? This is NBC News. Did back to back. This is a report they did on the morning show this morning. What does your brain do with this information that I just gave you? Oh, hell no, I ain't taking that vaccine. That sent this woman into this shock based on an allergy, and she had no known. Oh, no. No, thank you. That's what your brain does with all that. What was right in the middle of that? Did you hear this?
But tens of thousands of medical workers have already been vaccinated this week.
One versus tens of thousands. One versus tens of thousands. What does your brain do? Oh, hell no. What am I always telling you about the news? The news, when the news is at about what you can reasonably expect is its best, tells you the truth. The stories, the facts are accurate. But, and it might even tell you nothing but the truth, right? It might have no lie and only accurate information. But there's a really big middle one in there. The truth, blank, and nothing but the truth. What's the middle one? The whole truth. And even in this case, the news is telling you the whole truth. Terribly ineffectively. Because you know what your brain does with tens of thousands of people got it safely? Doesn't even notice. The way your brain works, it doesn't even notice. Your brain is based on emotion and stories and imagination. And if I tell you 10,000 people or tens, notice it's plural because we know it's tens of thousands of people got it and had no allergic reaction whatsoever. Who cares? Your brain remembers that one scary example. Now, okay, whether you want to take an evolutionary view of human nature or whether you want to take a created view of human nature, it doesn't really matter a whole lot. But if you do, I mean, it matters a lot, but in this case, it doesn't matter a whole lot. But if you want to take an evolutionary view, it's a little understandable. What is your brain, the survival mechanism for your body and your reproductive capabilities, which is all evolution cares about, right? Can you get to the point where you make other little yous? What does your brain care about? Your brain cares about you not dying. And how does a brain make sure that you not die? Well, it makes sure that you're vividly aware of danger. Really, 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 really scared of bad things happening. Because when bad things happen, that's it. That's the end. Game over. No response. Right? So your brain is geared to overemphasize anything that's bad. So your buddy around the campfire in the tribe tells you about some guy in the next nomadic group over where they touched a spider and their head exploded. I don't know. And, you know, so you're like, I never touch no spider, never again. Right? Because that's how you stay alive. And in this case, that serves you poorly. Because if you don't get the vaccine, pretty good chance eventually you'll catch coronavirus. Now, granted, the chances of you dying from coronavirus also low. But what's the chance of you having a severe allergic reaction to this thing? Zero. Well, Andrew, I know a story. No, statistically zero. What's the chance of you dying if you get coronavirus? About 6%, depending on age and underlying health factors. That's 1 in 16. That's bad. That's a genuine risk. But your brain does not work that way. Your brain is terrible at math. My brain is terrible. I mean, I know this, and I still find, I don't know, that allergic reaction, you know? So you have to choose not to listen to that portion of your brain that, again, if you prefer this history of, anthropology, evolved to keep you safe from exactly this kind of stuff by over-dramatizing danger. When in reality, the chances of you having an allergic reaction to the Pfizer vaccine, two people in the UK. Okay. Out of how many thousands? How many times have you gotten in the car? Thousands. How many times have you been in a life-threatening wreck in your life? For most people, 0 to 2, probably, right? You still keep getting in the car? Yes. Why? Because when it's actually an example that you've successfully navigated, your brain is much better at it. I went out and came back safely. I went out and came back safely. I went out and came back safely. Repeat 10,000 times. And then you have an accident. And so you're scared for a couple of weeks. And then you drive, and then you overcome it, and then you're back to normal again. That's your brain works pretty well with experience. It doesn't work well with being told one vivid story versus, oh, by the way, there's 10,000 other vivid stories out there. Because the other news is not that interesting. Hey, she got a shot. And showed up to work the next day, no big deal. And this other person got a shot and showed up to work again the next day, nobody cares. It's not captivating. That's not what the news focuses on. But if I sat here and told you 10,000 or 20 or 40,000 times that story, I mean, you would turn off the radio because it'd be so boring. But that would at least give you a realistic psychological balancing capability against the one vivid of the woman who went into shock because she got the shot and didn't have, and she had an unknown allergic reaction. You follow? It's hard to be smart when you're not told the whole truth, and especially when you're dealing with, especially on TV, with images being more powerful than just verbal, you're dealing with stuff that is going to drive towards negative emotion and is going to mislead your brain. Not necessarily on purpose, but in order to captivate you so that you can stick around and watch the ads, yes. That's my lecture on the media for the morning. Davis, can we move on? 518 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay.